Okay, today's daf is Me'ilah Daf Gimel. We are holding on Daf Gimel and Rav. We're going to backtrack a couple of lines just to get back into the sugya that we are doing. But today's shir is sponsored by Beryl Eckstein, Lizeich Nishmas, his father, Harav Shimon Aryeh Leib, Ben Yecheskel Chaim, Rabbi Shimon Leib Eckstein, whose yard site is tomorrow, is Shabbos. And today's shir is also sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. So we got to Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Let's backtrack a little bit. We're still in the process of attacking the Shita of Ula, of questioning, let's say it better, of questioning the Shita of Ula, whether there's such a concept of Mi'ila Midrabanan on Kachim Shemesu, on even Kachim that have died, whether they're subject to this idea of Mi'ila Midrabanan. Then the Gemara is going to go back to the sugya we did yesterday about Imolu Yerdu, Imolu Lo Yerdu, and we're going to bring Rayas, what happens when you're Mishana the Makom, where you're supposed to do something, which was the case in the Mishnah, where you took Kache Kachim, and instead of being Shochet Patsapon, like you're supposed to, you're Shochet Pedarom. So if it ends up on the Mizbeach, is it Yored Min HaMizbeach or not? So we had a Machlokas yesterday between Rabbah and Rav Yosef, and we're then going to bring some Rayas in that to one side or the other of that Machlokas. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss the role of Zrika Sadam, in terms of applying Mi'ila. We know that Zrika Sadam is a critical stage in terms of the halachos of Pigul, and we know that Zrika Sadam is a critical stage in terms of being Matir Kodshim Ba'achila, but what about Mi'ila? We know that as far as Mi'ila is concerned, we discussed yesterday at a certain stage, Karbanos sometimes change, that they're not subject to Mi'ila prior, and they become subject to Mi'ila, or parts of it become subject to Mi'ila afterwards by Kachakalim, or that they are subject to Mi'ila prior, and then at a certain point they're no longer subject to Mi'ila by Kachakachim once they become Mutar Achila. So what exactly is the role of Zrika in the world of Mi'ila? So let's just backtrack again a little bit to Mesunami Tanina. So Mesunami Tanina, three lines from the bottom of the page, on Daf Beis Amud Beis. So the Gemara asks, if Ula's coming to tell me that Kachim Shemesu are subject to Mi'ila, we have a Mishnah on Daf Yud Ches that makes it clear that there's no Mi'ila on Kachim Shemesu. Mesunami Tanina, it says in the Mishnah, Hanena min achatas. If a person gets Hana'a from achatas that's a balas mum, kishihi chaya. He, let's say, pulls some wool off of a carbon chatas that's a balas mum, or he plows with it to the point that he weakens it because it works so hard. So he's getting hana'a from the chatas to the point that it's depreciating. Lo ma'al ad sheyivkom. He only violates mi'ila if it becomes pogum by a shava pruta. Because the klal is in Hilchos mi'ila, and the Mishnah says this over there, that kol davar sheyish bo pagam lo ma'al ad sheyivkom. Anything that can depreciate, you only violate when it gets to that point. But if it's something that is going to stay the same before usage and after usage, it's a silver goblet or something like that, you could use it no matter, there's an unlimited amount of times that you could use it, it would still retain all of its value, then you violate Mi'ila when you are nene from it, even though it has not been pogum. So something that's the derech, that it becomes pogum by usage, you only violate Mi'ila when you're pogum it by shavar pruta. And so I mean, it's not the derech to be pogum all day shimush, even if it's not pogum at all, as long as you got hana'a of the shavar pruta. Now, a chatas balas mum is meant to be redeemed, and it's worth less when you shear the wool off of it, because obviously the wool has some value, and that's why you need to be pogum shavar pruta of it in order to violate mi'ila. Ukshi mesa, when you get hana'a from it after it's already dead, now it's not omeid l'dameha anymore, because you're not going to be poda kachim to be machil l'klavim. When you have a chatos shemesa, it's no longer going destined to be niftes, to be redeemed, because you can't redeem. What are you going to do with it after you redeem it? You're going to feed it to dogs? It's a nevela. So the usage of it is not going to be pogame it. So then the halach is kima denene kol shumal, that as long as you got hanav v'shava pruta, even though you didn't devalue it at all. So kol shu is not really meduyak over here. Kol shu means a shava pruta. You got a shava pruta's worth of hanav, but the point is you didn't devalue it, because it doesn't matter whether you devalue it. It's already worth nothing. So then it's you're going to violate Mi'ila just by getting Hana'a of a Shavapruta. So clearly we mean to be saying, what kind of Mi'ila is this? That it's only Mi'tarabanan, because after it dies, everyone agrees that there's no Mi'ila Minatora. So it sounds like by a Chatas, which has this high-level Kedusha, it has this Kedusha Chamura, it comes to achieve Kapara, so then you're going to be Mo'el, even La'achar Misa. But when it comes to other Kachim, an Ola, an Asham, Shalmei Tzibur, that are not there for kapara, there's not even going to be mi'ila la'achar misa. And that's the kasha on Ula, because Ula says that all kachay kachim, you're mo'el la'achar misa midrabanan. And over here we say that no, it's dafka din by a chatas, because it has this very high level kedusha, that the rabbanan instituted mi'ila even la'achar misa. So says Gemara, no, maybe Ula's correct, that all kachim are subject to mi'ila midrabanan la'achar misa. Why does the Mishnah dafka tell me about a chatas? Because Salka daita chamina, chatas hol kapara kaasya. So here's the girsa issue. We'll take it as hol kapara kaasya ubedilin mina. That's the girsa of Rashi over here, or whoever this is, masquerading as Rashi, that we would have thought that a chatas, since it comes to achieve kapara, and it's already, while it's alive, people stay away from it, so now that it's dead, people are going to stay away from it as well, and therefore there's no need to make a gzeira of an isra mi'ila midrabanan when it dies, because everyone anyway is going to stay away from it. Aval kachim hol v'lav l'kapara ka'asi, but by other kachim that are not there for the sake of kapara, lo bedilim minhum, people while it's alive do not stay away from it. People would not that's the girsa also that they add, lo bedilim minhum, the people while it's alive would not stay away from it. The ispu mi'ila, and it's pashut that they have to be gozer mi'ila on it. So kamash malan, that's why the Tana wants to tell me, not only by other kachim that are lo bedilim minhum while they're alive do we have to be gozer mi'ila la'achar misa, but even by chatos where people are ready bedilim minhum while it's alive, that la'achar misa they're going to be gozer mi'ila. That is one interpretation of that line of the Gemara, but that's what we're going to stick with. Meaning, clearly there are other shitos in the Rishonim about how to read that line of the Gemara, and a lot of it depends on girsa. So now the Gemara challenges Ula again. Again, what was Ula's great chiddush? That you have a kachim that died, it's still subject to mi'ila midrabanan. So says the Gemara, v'chata shemesa mi'ispa mi'ila. Wait a second, is there mi'ila on a chata that's already died, Vahatanya, but we have a Brisa that's the gear, so that it should be Vahatanya, not Vahatanan. Chatos Hamesos. The five Chatos Hamesos, that the halach is that they're Holchos Lemisa, because it means that you lock them up in a closed off place, you don't give them any food, and you let them die. So those five chatos hamesos, mo'us ha'holchus yamamelech, if you have money that you're mafresh for the sake of a carbon chatos, and something happens to it that would have led the chatos itself to be chatos hamesos, so if it happens to the money, if that same issue happens to the money, chatos shekipru ba'aleh, so if you designate money for a carbon chatos, and then the owner, the one who's chayiv that chatos, already gets a kapara somewhere else, so now the money is going to have to go liyam ha-melech. So lo ne'anin, the halach is it's asur midrabanan to get hana'a from the chatos ha-mesos or from the money that's destined to go liyam ha-melech. But if you do get hana, you don't have to pay for it, whether you got hana from the behemos while they're alive, or whether you got hana from them after they died. So when we say lo ma'alin, it must mean that there's not even mi'ila midrabanan. Because once you already told me that the isra hana'a is only midrabanan, you don't have to tell me that there's no isra mi'ila minatora. Obviously, it means that even midrabanan, there's no isra mi'ila. So that's a kashan ula. Ula holds a kashan shemesu, have an isra of mi'ila midrabanan. The Shittim Betzes writes that the raya of the Gemara that ein moalin, it means midrabanan, because if it were mean minatora ein moalin but midrabanan, you would be subject to mi'ila. It should have said moalin, meaning in order to tell me that the chiddush that there is mi'ila midrabanan. So from the fact that it says lo mo'alin, it must mean lo mo'alin at all, not midrabanan. So not even midrabanan. But bottom line is, however you're medayikin, whether it's from the need to say lo mo'alin after you already said lo ne'anin, or whether it is the very words lo mo'alin itself, the point is that we're saying that there's no mi'ila even on a drabanan level once it dies. And that's against Ula, because Ula holds that once it dies, there is mi'ila on a drabanan level. So answers the Gemara, Amri chatos hamesos bechayehon bedilin minhon. Since even while it's alive, it's not omid akrava, it's omid the misa, so people would stay away from it while it's alive. And kavachomer lachar misasam, where it's ma'us, people are going to stay away from it. So the chacham don't need to be gozer an isra of mi'ila. La'afuke hecha demechayim to lo bedilin minay, as opposed to a place where they're alive, meaning other karbanos. Since mechayim by other karbanos, they're omid la'akrava. People have in mind to be makrovit. So people are still associating with it. They're not being badal mehem from the other karbanos. That's why we need to be gozer mi'ila la'achar misa. So it's not a kasha on ula. Ula is going to be ma'odet that the chamesh chatos hamesos, they were not gozer mi'ila midrabanan. You can't challenge ula from chatos. Chatos is a different story. But by other kachim, ula would say that they will still be gozer mi'ila midrabanan. So this discussion of what happens after it's mesa and what happens to the kedusha of it, at least on a drabanan level after it's mesa, comes up in an entirely different context in halacha. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Archaim Chelek Aleph Sim Nun Aleph about a city that didn't have a mikvah, and the government gave Rishus to build the mikvah only in the Ezras Nashim of the Beis HaKnesses, meaning to reformat the Ezras Nashim to be able to put a mikveh in there. I think this was back in Laban. I think this was not in in New York. And in Shulchan Aruch it says that it's usher to sell the Beis HaKnesses l'tzorech Beis HaMerchatz, meaning not that they're going to have a functioning Ezras Nashim with a mikveh, meaning that they're going to change the makom to make it into a mikveh. But you're not allowed to take a Beis HaKnesses and turn it into a Beis HaMerchatz, but unless you sell it with the Zayin Tuvei Yair, B'mai Menan Sheyair, and you can't sell it B'mai Menan Sheyair if there's a tzad to be. So you wanted to know if there's meaning in this case there was no Maimonan Sheyair, there was no possibility of selling it B'mai Menan Sheyair. So you wanted to know if there was a tzad, they wanted to know if there's a tzad to be matir to build a mikvah in order not to be mvatel pruvru from the people of the city, which is a nice way of saying it, meaning or worse, right? Meaning, instead of being vatal puruvu, not having a mikvah, more likely is just going to be vatal taras hamishpacha. So Rav Moshe was matir, and he explains that even if there's no tzad heter to remove the kedusha, the whole isra is because of kavod Hashem, because it's the kavod makom that you have a makom mekudosh for tefillah and for Torah, and even if it's only an isra midrabanan, like the Ran says, so we find that the Torah is even the Torah is matir much bigger things for the sake of Shalom Bein Ish L'Ishto. By Yisota, we allow being Moch Hashem Hashem, that's Nichtav B'Kedusha, which is a greater zilzal to the covenant of the Ribbono Shalom, and is Nisadar Raisa to make Shalom Bein Ish L'Ishto. And the woman is Omid Ba'azara B'Rosh Perua and Lev Megula in order to do the process of Yisota. So he says, Kolshkein, we should learn from there that it's Mutter to be Mezalzal, the Kedusha Beis HaKnesses, which is also an Inyan in Kavod HaMakom, in order to make a mikvah, which is also to make Shalom Bein Ish L'Ishto. And he said, plus, once you add the prevention of Pur Ravu and Hasaras Takala, to remove the Takala that it would lead to in Taras HaMishpacha, he thinks that it's going to be Mutter. So Rav Moshe writes another Tzad Lahatir over there. He says, you know, the sheet of the Ramban, which is quoted in the Ran in Maseches Megillah, is that the Beis HaKnesses has Kedusha only on the level of Tashmishe Mitzvah, like a Sukkah or a Lulav. The Halach is Tashmishe Mitzvah Lachas Man Mitzvasan are Nizrakim. You could throw away Tashmishe Mitzvah once they're no longer usable for the Mitzvah. And even Bizman Mitzvah, it has Kedusha of Kavod that you're not allowed to be Mishtamish for. You're not allowed to use it for other things. But once the Zman Mitzvah is over, the Kedusha goes away from it. So Kol Zman that the Bnei Ha'ir are Noe Kavod, the Zman Mitzvah is not over for the Beis HaKnesses. But once the Bnei Ha'ir decide to sell it, then the Zman Mitzvah of that Beis HaKnesses is over, and therefore the Kedusha leaves, just like Sukkah and Lulav after the Yom Tov of Sukkot. But the Ran asks on the Ramban from many places, and he says that the Chamor gave Beis HaKnesses a din of Kedushas Haguf, and not just a lower level Kedusha. So Ramosha points out, even if a Beis HaKnesses has Kedushas Haguf, like Kodshim, by Kodshim the Kedusha is Nifka when there's no need for the Karban. That's why Behema that's Kodesh B'Kedushas Haguf, and you can't be poda it when it develops a moment, it's not Ra'ui for Akrava, the Kedushas Haguf goes away. But because it's still Ra'ui L'Dameha, it still has Kedushas Damim as a result of the leftover Kedusha from the Kedushas Haguf. Because B'chal Masayim Mana, so therefore you have to be poda it. But if it's not even Ra'ui to be poda, like Kachim Shemesu or Chatos HaMesos, so the Kedushas Damim goes away as well. And Min HaTorah, the whole thing is Mutabana. That's our Gemara, that it's only Midrabanan that it's going to be Asubana, like Rashi writes over here in our Sugya. So just like a Kedusha that Kachim has Min HaTorah, the Rabbanan were Misaki in such a similar Kedusha in Beis HaKnesses. So called Zman, that the Beis HaKnesses is Ro'i to be used, so it has a Kedusha Midrabanan. When it's not Ro'i to be used anymore, that Kedusha goes away and it becomes Chulin Gemurin. So by Kachim, our Gemara says that it still has a Kedusha Midrabanan, but by Beis HaKnesses, where the entire Kedusha to begin with was only Kedusha Midrabanan, so it could be when it's no longer ready to be used, you'll downgrade it another level where it won't even have Kedusha at all. And therefore, by Beis HaKnesses, when they decide that they're not going to use it anymore as a Beis HaKnesses, even though it doesn't have any Chisaron, there's nothing wrong with it, unlike by the Kachim, where it died and you know, or is no longer usable, so it's considered Eino Ra'ui, because no one's Chayiv to Daven Dafka in that Beis HaKnesses. So Mela, the Kedusha goes away, and the Raya is from Chatos HaMesos, that when they die, even though there's no not when they die, when the Bailim dies, so the Allah is Chatos HaMesos, you have a Kabban Chatos that's perfectly fine, perfectly usable, except there's no one to use it anymore, right? The Bailim of the Karban died, so there's no Chisorum Mitzad the Behema itself, because it's just that since there's no Tzorech for it anymore, so the Kedusha goes away, Minat Torah. It's just by Kachim, there's no such Metzius where no one wants to use it anymore, but it's still Kasha La'akrava. But by a Beis HaKnesses, you could have such a Metzius that people, the neighborhood changes or whatever, or people decide, we'd rather have a mikvah than a shul, and they decide that they're not going to use it anymore. So that's what Ramosha suggests, that you could be mekel, that the Kedusha goes away, and therefore because the Kedusha goes away, that they're allowed to use it for a mikvah. I don't recall if he discusses in that tshuva the additional tzad, that they were only building the mikvah where they used to have the Ezos Nashim, not where they had the men's section. There's a big discussion in Halacha, I think I have in my second sefer, there's a big discussion in Halacha about what the level of Kedusha of an Ezros Nashim is. I think there are four possibilities. I don't remember how there could be four. There was one possibility that it has the same Kedusha as men's section. One possibility that it has a higher level of Kedusha than the men's section because women are better daveners. And meaning in the men's section has Kedusha because of all these other things that we do there. In the women's section, all they do is davening. So that's the highest level of tefillah. I think one of the Hasidic Rebbe says like that. It's unclear whether he really means that halacha. One possibility that it's a lower level of Kedusha, and one possibility that has no Kedusha. Right? Those are the different shitas. So the standard, I think, shita is that yes, Kedusha, lower level. Right? So yes, Kedusha, lower level means it's kedai for a woman to come to shul to daven because she's davening in a makom kadosh. Not kedai for a man to daven in the Ezos Nashim even if women aren't there, because why would he daven in a place that has less Kedusha when he could daven in a place that has more Kedusha? That's what we generally assume lahalacha. Okay, but getting back to our sugi over here. So now the Gemara is going to go back to what we were discussing yesterday in the inyan of Imalu Yardu or Imalu Lo Yardu. So we had this machlokas Rabbi and Rav Yosef on Beis, kachim that you shech bedarom, which is not appropriate. You're supposed to shech the pitzafon, and then it went up on the mizbeach. Do you take it down or not? So in order to understand what we're about to do, it's important to know two bits of information. Number one, a chatas ha'of that had malika lamata michuta sikra on the bottom half of the mizbeach, that's the halach. It's supposed to have malika lamata michuta sikra in the keren dromis maravis of the mizbeach. An olas ha'of is supposed to be lamala michuta sikra. So the difference between chatas and olas ha'of is chatas ha'of is on the bottom of the mizbeach, olas ha'of on the top of the mizbeach. Mashiach. Second bit of information, a nevela of an oftar, and keep in mind that when you do malik on an animal, if it's not kachim, if it's not a karban, you do malik on a bird, it turns it into a nevela. It's only because that's what you're supposed to do by a bird of kachim that it's not a nevela. If you have a nevela of a kosher bird, it's not metame in the classic way of maga and masa, by touching it, by lifting it, it's only metame bebes ablia, that when a person eats it, it's swallows the kazayas of it, it's metame the person. So calls man that the kazayas is bebes blia, it's metame the begadim and the kalim that that person touches at the moment that that kazayas of the nevelas of tar is in his bebes ablia. So if he's wearing clothing at the moment that it's that kazayas of the nevelas of tar is in the bebes ablia, the clothing that he's wearing becomes tame. So now, Esve, Rav Yosef la Rabba, Rav Yosef challenges Rabba. Rabba said that if you're Mashana, the makam of the Shechita, you shech the kachim badarom, and then it goes up on the Mizbeach, Yerdu, you got to take it off of the Mizbeach. He says, look, I can't find a direct stira from one Mishnah to ask on Rabbah, but if I'm a dayik in one Mishnah, from that I'll learn that it's related, that something that it says relates to another Mishnah that talks about the changing the makam of the Malika, and I'm further medayik in a later Mishnah, which is going on the second Mishnah, and through that I'll be able to derive that the third Mishnah is talking about being Mishana, the makam of the Malika, and there I'll see that it says, Imalu lo yerdu, that's going to provide me with my kasha on Rabbah. So it's not going to be like a direct easy hit kasha on Rabbah, but if you put enough things together, you'll realize that there's going to be a kasha on Rabbah. So here's how it goes. The first Mishnah says, Vachem Daf Samach Vavam Beis says as follows, V'kulan, all of the chatos and the olos ha'ofos that were mentioned earlier in that parak, where you're Mishana, the makam of the Malika, or the Haza'a, Ein mitam gadim abeis habliya. Even though they become pasul and they're not mutar b'achila, they don't have a status of a nevelus of tahar that's going to be mitame bebeis habliya. The malika is mitaherit and makes it no longer a nevela. But umal in behen, they are subject to mi'ila. They're not like other chatos ha'of where the malika is motzi midei mi'ila. Since you did something, you were mishana behen, they were not yotzei mekudushasan, and they do not become mutar ba'achila. Chutz mechatas ha'of sha'asa lemata kemasei chatas ha'of l'shem chatas. Meaning, unless you did a kemitzvasa, unless you did it properly, you took the chatas ha'of and you did the malika lemata mechatasikra like you're supposed to, and then it becomes mutar ba'achila l'kohanim, and then it's not going to be subject to meal anymore because the kohanim are supposed to eat it. The katani lavei, and the hemshech of that very same perek says in a mission that's going on these psulim that we mentioned and on all of the other psulim of malika, like your malak bismala, your malak belaila, you do something wrong with your malika. So the Mishnah tells us kol shay psula b'kodesh, that the oaf was a kosher for a karban, and then you did a malika with tzipor and bifnim, but it became pasul in the azara for some other reason because you were malak shalob b'makomo, or you were malak bismal, you did it in the wrong spot, you did it with the wrong hand. The Malika is going to at least take away the status of Nevela. So it's not going to be Metame Begadim Abes Abliya. V'kol Shaloh Hayapsul B'Kodesh, and anything that became possible before it ever made it to the Azara, it was a Mechusar Ever, so it was never right for a Karban, or it became possible because it's Malika, is not a Malika, you did a Malika with a knife instead of a Malika by hand, so it never really had a Malika, then Metame Begadim Abes Abliya. Then it's going to be a Nevela, because in all such cases, the Malika we view it as if you did a malika on a chulin bird, so it's not a shechita, and it doesn't have a din of a shechita because malika only has a din of a shechita on kachim. So the oaf became a nevela through that sort of malika. So it's like any other nevela softar that's going to be mitami beis habliya vikatani. And the Mishnah goes on to say in that same paragin zvachim daf pei dalid, that this is the Tanami Chadmi Gochada. That once we learn that Psula Bakodesh, the Tana includes an Ola Sa'ov, that you're Malik Shalobim Makoma, that you do the Malika in the wrong place. So this din also of Imalu Lo Yardu is going on that Psul of doing it in the wrong place. So you see that a Shinui Makom the Malika is going to be enough to say Imalu Lo Yardu. So too, Shinui Makom of the Shechita should say say the same thing. Should be the same thing. That in Olu, Lo Yeridu. That in both of the cases, there's a certain chashivus that that it was the beginning of the Yavodah. And just like Shinu Makom Hamalika, where in Olu Lo Yeridu, so too the din of Shinu Makom Beshchita, which is the equivalent of Malika on a behema, should be in Olu Lo Yeridu. And that's the kasha on Rabbah, because Rabbah says that if you mishan in Makom Beshchita, im also Yered. So it says Gemara, Tiyufta Rabba Tiyufta. Good, that's a Tiyufta and Rabba. It was a little convoluted to get there, but that was a binding, a very, very strong question on Rabba that we don't have an answer for. Good, that's the end of that discussion. Now, well, not really the end. We're still somewhat in it. When Bamos became Mutter, when the Mishkan stood in Gilgal and Nova Givon, there were two types of Bamos. There was Bamos Yachid, which means everybody in his backyard was able to make his own Bama, and there was a Bamos Tzibur, which was the Mizbeach that Moshe Rabbeinu made that they kept in the Mishkan. So even though Bamos became Mutter, but there were different dinim between Bamos HaYachid and the Bama Gedola that was in the Mishkan. By a Bamos HaYachid, there were only Makrav Nedarim Unedavos. By Bama Gedola, there were Makrav Karbanos Tzibur, Shekvalim Zman, Karmat Tamid every day. There were Makrav things that were the Karbanos that Klal Yisrael needed. So by Bama Tzibur also, it required Shechita B'Tzafon and other details that the Mishnah Maseches Vachim lays out, whereas Bama Siachid doesn't, the Shechita by Bama Siachid doesn't require Tzafon. You have to configure backyard and figure out, you know, like, oh, which way do I face when I daven or whatever. You know, you don't have to figure any of that out. There's no din of tzafon. So the Gemara wants to be mochiach that according to Rabbi Lazar, who was Rabbi Elazar, the Amora, who was a contemporary of Rabbah and Rav Yosef, there was a clear deya as far as what happens when you're Mishana the Makam of Shechita. Meaning Rabbah and Rav Yosef have this machlokas, if you're Mishana the Makam of Shechita and then it's Allah and the Mizbeach, is it Yored or not? Well, yeah, we already had a Tiyufta on Rabbah, but it was a machlokas. So Rabbi Elazar has like a clear guideline over here. So Vahad de Pligi bar Rabbah and Rav Yosef, Pshit Leila Rav Lazar. That which Rabbi Rav Yosef thought was this big machlokas between them was the Davar Pashut Rav Lazar. Tam Rav Lazar, Olas Bamas Yachid. If a person is Makdish Behema, Al Menas to be Makriv on a Bamas Yachid when Bamos were Mutter, and if he was Makriv there, it would not have required Shechita B'Tzafon. Sheikh Nisa Lefnim, but he decided that he's going to be Machnesit to the Azara. So then the halacha is Kaltua Mechitzos Lekal Davar. The Mechitzos, so the Azara grab it, capture it for all halachos, meaning it's as if it was hukdash mitchila to bring on the mizbeach, and therefore it becomes possible. The Yotzei, Shechitas Darom would passel it. Anything that would passel the mizbeach is now going to passel it. So once Rav Lazar was mechadish this din, so the Gemara raises the question. By Rav Lazar, Rav Lazar raises the following shayla: Olas b'mesiachet, something that you were makdish in order to be makrav on a baba katana, sheikh nisa that you bring into the azara, shenifsula that became possel by shechting it b'darom, by shechting in the wrong place. If you bring it up on the Mizbeach, what's the halach about being murdered from the Mizbeach? Meaning, once we've established that even though its original Kedusha was meant for a Bamas Yachid, but when you bring it Bifnim, it now takes on the regular status of something that's brought on the Mizbeach, so it requires Tzafon. If you shecht the Bedarim, what's going to be the halacha if you then bring it on the Mizbeach? So, from the fact that he has this suffix, where you weren't originally makdish it from the Mizbeach, and he doesn't ask the Shaila about a stam karban that you were makdish for the Mizbeach, it seems that the stam ola he has no suffix about, that it's going to be pashut either like Rabbah says, or like Rav Yosef says. So because otherwise he wouldn't raise the question about a stam karban. So says Gemara, chada migo chada kami vayalei. No, really, that's not a raya that Rav Lazar was pshitulei the Rav Lazar, and that he didn't think that this was even a shayla. No, chada migo chada kami vayalei. Rav Lazar had a suffik about a stam ola as well, that you're makdish originally from the Mizbeach. Is the halacha like Rabbah, or is the halacha like Rav Yosef? And his suffik by Abamas Yachid came out of his suffix by Istam Karban. Ad kano kama Rabba Hassam. And here's what he wanted to know. Maybe Rabba only says by Istam Karban im olu yerdu, that if it goes up on the mizbeach, you take it off the mizbeach, because mechitza ketikna pasla, that since originally you were makdish alman, has to be makriv within these mechitzos, bifnim, like you're supposed to. Therefore, when you're meshana and you shechta bedarim, when you do something wrong and you shechta bedarim, that's a very serious psul, and therefore I'm also tereid. But maybe you have something that its original kedusha was not even meant to be here, wasn't even meant to be so limiting that it had to be betzafon. Shalokatikna, where you intended to be makravit, not in the azara. So lo pasla. So maybe the fact that you're meshane, it is not as bad. It's not as severe because its kedusha is not as serious. Odilma, and maybe you could even say the flip side. Afil Rav Yosef Tamar Molsa lo teireid. Even Rav Yosef holds that a regular karban Molsa lo teireid. It could be that mechitza ketikna kolta, when you're makdish mitchila al menas to be makrav on the mizbeach, so the mizbeach is kolate, even though it was nasa bepsul because of its high level of kedusha. So you don't want to take it down. So the mizbeach is going to keep it kadosh, and you're not going to have to take it down. But shaloki tikna lo kolta. But maybe somebody that didn't have that same level of kedusha, the mizbeach is not going to tolerate it to stay on the mizbeach, and therefore it's going to have to be a mala yereid. So take it. So the Gemara says we're not really sure, and therefore Rabbi Lazar himself was not really sure. Just the fact that he asked that shayla about a behemah that was originally hukdash for a bamas yachid doesn't really tell you anything about what Rabbi Lazar himself would hold about with regard to something that was originally hukdash to be brought bifnim. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to discuss the role of Zrika as far as Mi'ila is concerned. So we had said in Daf Beis Amud Aleph that a korban only becomes pigul when you're Zorik the Dam. We learn now from the fact that by pigul we have a lashon of Ritzui, the same lashon that we use for a korban kasher. So we say, Kartza'as kasher, Kartza'as pasul. Just like the Ritzui of a korban that's kasher only happens at the Shas Zrika, all Dalar Avodos that are Matir the korban have to be done, so too that Tzaas Pigel is Achiyukrivu Kol Matirav till you do all the other Matirim. It's just that at one stage you had a Machsheves Pigel and only then does it become Pigel. So the shame Pigel is only when all the other Matirim are done, and that happens at the Zrika. Shechita Kabbalah Halacha and Zrika. So it's only at the Zrika that everything is done. So that's point number one. Point number two, a carbon kasher, if it's Kachin Kachin, it has Mi'ila, it's subject to Mi'ila before your Makrovit, and it's only Yotzei Midei Mi'ila when you're Zorik the dam, because once you finish the avodas of the karban, that's when the kohen is allowed to start eating the meat of the karban. If it's kachim kalim, we said the opposite. You're not mold bibasar because it's not kache Hashem. The emurim are shayich in mi'ila because the emurim go l'gvoa, but they only become shayich to mi'ila at the shas zrika. So unlike kache kachim, where it starts being subject to mi'ila, then the zrika takes away the mi'ila status. When it comes to kachim kalim, none of it is subject to mi'ila, and shas zrika, the emurim become subject to mi'ila, because once you're machshed them to be machshed on the mizbeach, they become kache Hashem. And third point, Rav Gidol is about to teach us that even though we make this hekesh between Zrikas Pigel and Zrikas Kasher, and Zrikas Pigel has a certain chashivos that it's considered ritzoi in the sense Kartzas Kasher Kenatzas Pasul, nevertheless when it comes to the dinim of Me'ila, a Zrikas Pigel is not going to have any chashivos. It's not going to be motzi midei Me'ila by kachim kachim, nor is it going to be machnis lidei Me'ila by kachim kalim if the karban is already pigel. So Amrav Gidol Amrav Zrikas Pigel, if you have a machshav b'shas shchita that you need a chutz l'zmano, and then you do a zrika on it, or you have a machshava by the zrika to be mefagel the zevach, that even though the Torah links Zrikas Pigel to Zrikas Kasher, but as far we're not going to go with the link that it's dafka by Zrikas Kasher that the basar is yotzi midei mi'ila and becomes mutter for kohanim to eat. Not so by Zrikas Pigel. Since it's a Zrika Psula, the basar is not going to be yotzi midei mi'ila, it's not going to become mutter for kohanim, and the same is true by Kachim Kalim in the other direction. It's a Zrika Psula. So now now the Gemara is going to ask on the second din of Rav Gidl, that Zrikas Pigul is not going to bring Kachim Kalim Lidei Mi'ila. So Yosef Abaye V'kamer Lola HaShmaita, Abaye was saying this teaching of Rav Gidl, and Esve Rav Papa Abaye. So Rav Papa challenges Abaye that if there is a Mishnah Maseches Menachos, when it talks about the Lachmei Toda, it says HaShochi, it says HaToda Lefnim. A person shechts the Karban Toda Lefnim, inside the Azara. V'lach Mechutz L'choma. And the 40 loaves of the Karban Toda are outside the Choma. Lo Kidesh HaSalechem. The Zevach is not Mekadesh the Lechem, because by the Karban Toda, the Pasuk says, Al chalos lechem chametz yakriv karbano al zevach toda shlamav. So we dash from there that the shchitas hazevach is mekadesh the chalos, but we learn from the fact that it says al that it has to be right nearby, that the shchitas hazevach is not going to be mekadesh the lachme toda if the chalos aren't there. Just like va'alav mate menasha, that the lechem is only mekadesh if it's samuch, if it's right next to it. Al means sometimes samuch. So shchata ad shlo karmu panel betanur. What if they shech the zevach of the toda before the bread crusts in the oven? So it's still dough. It's not even bread yet. It's not even lechem yet. Vafilu karmu kulan chutz me'achas man. Even if 39 out of the 40 loaves already have a crust and one of them is just dough, lo kidesh alechem. Then none of the lachmei toda are going to be kodesh, because you need all of the lachmei toda to be ratwi. Shchata if you shech the karmu toda chutz l'zman. Having in mind that you want to eat the basar of the karban, chutzlus mana, which would make a pigul, or chutzlus makoma, kidesh alechem, that will give the bread's kedusha as far as being subject to meila when you're zorik the dam. So the person asking the kasha over here assumes that the tana means that the zrikas hadam it was b'machshavas pigul, and therefore we have a kasha. Alma pigul ma'isila lidei meila. Apparently, you see from here that pigul that it brings something to meila, whereas Rav Gidl said that it's not maybe lidei meila. So ishtik, Abaye heard this kasha of Rav Papa. He didn't say anything. So when Abaye went to Rabbi Abba, so he reported Rav Papa's kasha, Amalei Bizrika. Rabbi Abba said, the reason you're Maol Belechem is because you were Shasak Bizrika, meaning you didn't have Machshavas Pigul by the Zrika. So since it didn't really fully become Pigul, the Zrika helps to be maybe Lidei Mi'ila. When Rav Gidl said that Pigul is not maybe Lidei Mi'ila, that's when you do an absolute Pigul, where you have a Machshava even B'Shav Zrika, that you want it to be Pigul. The Machshavas Pigul even applies to the Shav Zrika. So that answers that question. Now the questions going forward are going to be Mochiach, that the Machshavas Shchita makes a Karban Pigul, and not like Rabbi Abba wanted to be Metarvitz. Rabbi Abba already made the Sukkimta. He said, no, when Rabbi Gidl said it, he only meant that if you have Machshavas Pigul at the Zrika as well, only then is it going to become Pigul. So now we're going to have questions that show that that's not true, that even if you have Machshavas Pigul only at the Shashchita, that's going to be enough to be Mevil De Mi'ila. Similarly, Rav Ashil Rava, Vahamar Ula, Kometz Pigul Shalul Gabi Mizbeach. If a person has Machshavas Pigul at the Kmitza, the entire Karba Mincha, the Kometz, the Shirayim, become Pigul, and then he's makter the komets on the mizbeach, and the haktaras hakomets is like the zrikas adam. You always have to think when you're talking about a korban mincha what the parallel avoda is by a zevach. Paka pigulo mimenu. Even though the komets already has a shame pigul, since by being makter it, it's meratza as far as the chiv kares on the achilas shirayim. So you have to say that it loses the pigul al yedei that haktara, because otherwise how could the shirayim be meratza when it itself is pigul? Ukmitza hainu shchita. Kmitza by a mincha is the same as shchita by a behema, so Ula calls it a pigul. So it sounds like it had already a shame pigul at the time of the shchita. So now the kasha of Rav Papa from the chalos toda is going to go back, because you see that it doesn't only have a shame pigul at the shazrika. Amalei isura de maisa de pigul. So Rav says, Rav Ashi, no. When Ula says, when he calls a kometz pigul, he doesn't mean that it became absolute pigul at the Shasa Kmitza. It doesn't become absolute pigul that you chayef kares on it. It's just that that only happens if you have machshavas pigul also by the time of the haktara, and by behem also. It only becomes pigul gamur when you also have machshavas pigul at the time of the zrika. Why do we call this pigul? It's isura demaisli de pigul. The Kmitza is an isur that could lead to pigul, but it itself is not considered, it's only considered to be the beginning of the pigul process, and the same is true by machshavas process of shechita. It's the beginning of a pigul process, and that's why we say that you're moel in belach metoda. And that which Rav Gidl said that you're not moel, it means when you're mefagel by the zrika as well. Vahakatani imacherim maybe the day pigul who atzmo lo kol shkein. But doesn't the hemshich avula say that if you maybe the komets if the komets is maybe the shirayim liday pigul by being makter in the mizbeach, it has a chi of kares if you eat it. So who atzmo the komets itself lo kol shkein, that the shame pigul will be paka from it. Because meaning from the fact that we bring machsheves pigul that you have at the time of the kmitza, the machsheves pigul that you have at the time of the kmitza brings the shirayim lidei pigul. It sounds like the pigul is nikva b'shas kmitza. Kmitza of a mincha is compared to shechita of a behema. So you see that by a behema, the shechita alone is koveya, it is pigul. And therefore, we go back to our kasha, that the same should be true by the itoda. So says Gemara, no. Hanami isur demais lidei pigul. The machsheves pigul by the kmitza is also only an isur that's mevi lidei pigul, just like the shechita. So therefore, by the chalos toda, the shechita could be mevi lidei meila, because it was not yet kavua as pigul, the shame pigul was not yet kavua on the karban. When Ula says that the komets is maybe the shirayim liday pigul, he's talking about that you have machsheves pigul at the haktara as well, and then it becomes an isur pigul. Okay, so Elisha will pick up Bez Hashem on the third line tomorrow, and I'll be back on Sunday, Bez Hashem.